except occasionally after a caesural pause, C 219 and 121. Or, scientifically speaking, Seaver's C-type has been avoided, as not consonant with the plan of translation. Several of his types, however, constantly occur. See text for more details. Anacrusis gives further variety to the types used in the translation. The parallelisms of the original have been faithfully preserved, e.g. 116 and 117. Lord and Wielder of Glory, 130, 131, 132, 212 and 213, 227 and 238, 35 and 36. Occasionally some loss has been sustained, but on the other hand, a gain has here and there been made. The effort has been made to give a decided flavour of archaism to the translation. All words not in keeping with the spirit of the poem have been avoided. Again, though many archaic words have been used, there are none, it is believed, which are not found in standard modern poetry. With these preliminary remarks, it will not be amiss to give an outline of the story of the poem. The story. Hrothgar, king of the Danes, or Scyldings, builds a great mead hall or palace, in which he hopes to feast his liegemen and to give them presents. The joy of king and retainers is, however, of short duration. Grendel, the monster, is seized with hateful jealousy. He cannot...